Welcome to Just a Minute. Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world. But to welcome to the show four exciting, talented players of this game who've come here to express themselves in words and language. And they are seated on my right. We have Phil Jupitus and Julian Clary, and seated on my left, Josie Lawrence and Rick Wakeman. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me, it's Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we'll begin the show with Josie Lawrence, darling, who better? Josie, I think it applies to you. The first time wearing spectacles. I think you used to. Do you still do?
No, I still do. I've got contact lens. I'm blind as a bat.
Yeah. Right. Will you talk on the subject? 60 seconds starting now.
I remember it so well. 9 years old, and I heard, "Will the children go to the main hall for eye tests?" Now, my vision had been getting blurry for a few months. Everything looked like an expressionist or an impressionist painting, and I didn't even know what that meant at that age. That's how bad it had got. I stood there and the nurse said, "Now, dear, just look at the board and tell me what you could see." The letter E, that was all. She handed me a brown paper envelope and said, "You're going to have to be wearing spectacles soon, darling. Give this to your mummy and daddy." I was an actress even then. I ran into the playground, screaming, ranting, raving, "No, I'm going to be wearing spectacles!"
Julian, new challenge.
Repetition of wearing.
It's in the title.
Oh, in the title, yes.
Oh, I do apologise.
You can repeat the words.
It's all right,
the thing.
My love.
So sorry, Julian, but you have an incorrect challenge. So you get
a
point for that.
And it's a true story,
yes.
As well.
I know, it doesn't really matter. And, and you get a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. You have 15 seconds to go. My first time wearing spectacles, starting now.
The sewing teacher, lovely Mrs. Bailey, said, "Oh, come on, it's not that bad. I wear spectacles."
Rick, challenge.
Repetition of the word bad.
Oh, yes, earlier on you said it was bad. Yes,
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't
Sorry,
mind.
Josie.
So, well,
I will
listen,
get you
Rick.
Back one day.
So, Rick, you've gone in with 8 seconds to go on this subject.
8 seconds?
Yes. You've done all the hard work and he's only got 8 seconds now to take it in. My first time wearing spectacles, Rick. Starting now.
I went to the optician when I was about 40 years old to have an eye test, and it was a Polish lady who took it.
Josie, challenge.
He said a Polish lady.
Well, she was Polish. She was... She came from Poland, but she had a speech impediment.
I think she's got you, actually.
I think that's fair enough.
Josie, you were complaining about 8 seconds, but you've cleverly got in with 1 second to go. You've won no friends, but you've got another point. And you've got this, you know the subject, 1 second to go, starting now.
And so...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Josie Lawrence, and you won't be surprised to know she's in a strong lead at the end of the first round. Phil Jupitus, will you begin the second round? A lovely subject. Cartoons. Is it something you love or not? Anyway, talk about it. 60 seconds, starting now.
When I was a young boy, I used to spend my summer days watching cartoons. While everybody else was out scampering around the park or the countryside, there I was, ensconced in front of the television, enjoying the finest art form that man has ever brought to bear. Yes, cartoons. 24 drawings spliced together every second to bring us an image of joy, of laughter, of pain. Rabbits, ducks, and other characters frolicking around the screen with gay abandon. And how one enjoyed to see this marvellous spectacle while one's friends were there in the...
Josie, challenge.
Sorry, I was so excited, I just... My thumb went down by mistake. I'm sorry, Nicholas, I know I've lost a point, I'm sorry.
Yes, you have, because he did actually repeat something.
Yeah? Oh, did it? Oh, one?
Late. It's too late now.
Oh, you little
tease.
Oh,
no,
tease.
I can't do that. Tease. No, it wouldn't be fair. If you can remember it, you can come in later. So you have 25 seconds
No,
still.
But thank you for reminding everybody else that there is a potential challenge out there as soon as they remember it.
like this.
But that's the fun we have in this game.
I know, yeah. It's cheeky. Right. How long have I got?
You've got 25 seconds.
Never going to happen.
Yes. And you've and you're not exhausted from cartoons yet. I'm sure you've got more to tell us. And you begin now.
Mickey Mouse appeared...
Julian Challenge.
Was it Screen?
No, it wasn't. You're all going to try now, don't we? No, it wasn't. So,
wasn't it?
But the audience enjoyed your interruption because it was rather amusing and clever. So we give you a bonus point for the interruption, but Phil gets a point for being interrupted, and he's still got the subject. 23 seconds on cartoons starting now.
Tex Avery was an animator who was born in Texas who made some of the finest cartoons we have ever seen to this day. One of the greatest was called Red...
Julian Trout.
Repetition of Scene.
Yes, that's right. You saw them before. You see the cartoons. You
see I will see them again.
And Julian, you've cleverly got in with 14 seconds to go. The subject is cartoons. You've got another point, of course. And you begin now.
What a marvellous world where a cat can defeat a mouse. Or is it the other way around? No one seems to have noticed. But I think it's a lovely, colourful world, the environment of cartoons, where the...
Phil Challenge.
Repetition of World.
Yes, that's right. He did repeat World.
You were quite late coming in with that.
I know, he was quite late.
I know, but Nicholas hadn't reminded me that you'd made a repetition.
Whoops.
Was it television?
Tell you when this one round is over. So it was a correct challenge to Phil Jupiter's with 2 seconds to go on cartoons starting now.
Chuck Jones made one of the...
We're going to speak into the whistle when gained that extra point. He's now taken the lead at the end of that round. The word he repeated was friends.
Oh.
He said about friends quite early on, then he talked about something gained with his friends later.
When you don't have many, you mention them a lot.
Rick, will you begin the next round? Oh, a lovely subject. King Arthur. Tell us something about King Arthur in this game starting now.
When I was a little boy of 6 years old, I was sent to a village in Cornwall called Trafalgar, which was very close to Tintagel, the home of King Arthur's castle. Although that's not strictly true because it's a Norman building and not one built at the time of King Arthur. I bought at the... they put.
Josie, you chat.
He started talking oldie-worldy English then.
Oh, put your paw.
I learnt it from the Postish woman.
I think we interpret that as hesitation. Actually, it's deviation from English as we understand it, really.
That's
isn't
true.
It? That's probably the correct challenge. So anyway, Josie, you've got it. You've got 41 seconds on King Arthur starting now.
If Arthur hadn't been a king, he would have been a brilliant dentist, very good at extracting things from difficult places. He pulled the sword out of the stone, Excalibur, and off...
Phil Challenge.
I think you'll find it's Excalibur.
I think she said Excalibur, didn't she?
Excalibur.
I said Excalibur.
You said Excalibur.
I said Excalibur.
Well, it's gone further to travel to you, Phil. I should explain to our listeners. Phil's one side of the room and Josie's the other. Josie's right beside me. And I think she actually said Excalibur.
If only someone had recorded this, Nicholas, and we could hear it.
When the show is actually transmitted, if I'm wrong, I will send a nice little gift to you.
Will suffice, Nicholas.
No, I think she said Excalibur. It came over to me as Excalibur, and I'm sure that's what she meant to say if it didn't come out as Excalibur. Often, if you say X, it sounds like a bit like S. And so, Josie...
Yeah, my S boyfriend was always telling me that.
You have what I call the benefit of the doubt. And if I can redress the balance sometime later, Phil, in your favour, I will do so. So the benefit of the doubt to Josie, 30 seconds to go on King Arthur, starting now.
He created Camelot, but the trouble was it was a time of peace. King Arthur didn't know what to do with his knights, so he'd make up different quests, like, go off and get me a cup. A cup?
Rick Challenge. What's a challenge, Rick?
Myself.
No, Rick's light came on first, so his was the first challenge. What was it?
He had a lot of cups. He had an awful lot of
cups. Why did he have to go and look for any more?
Well, he didn't need any, did he, really?
No, right, Rick, you've got a correct challenge. You have 19 seconds. Tell us more about King Arthur, starting now.
I bought a book when I was down there, and it was very interesting because it laid the benefit for me of making an album about King Arthur and all of his knights, such as because such a...
Julian, you challenge first, yes.
And that was hesitation.
That was a definite hesitation. So you got in on King Arthur with 7 seconds to go, starting now.
King Arthur had a marvellous table that was his pride and joy. It was round, so they do say, and he polished it every...
I love the way you went into period English when you were talking about him, as they do say. Right. So, Julian, it's a very interesting situation. Josie's in the lead by 1 point ahead of Phil Jupiter and Julian Clary, and then Ricky's 2 points behind. Anybody's game still, if you're interested in the points. I think the entertainment is more important, but... doesn't matter, the audience couldn't care bloody less, could they? Julian, will you begin the next round? Tell us something about Eurostar. That's the subject. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Well, it's a train, a tunnel, I believe, that was built by 6 men. It took them 3 weeks. One of them took their shirt off. Such hard, arduous toil. Now, of course, you can pop along to St. Pancras, purchase your ticket, and look out the window. And before you can say, Jack Robinson, you're in Paris, where they do speak funny. I could put on an attempted French accent, but I'm not going to. Eurostar, it's a tribute, I think, to technical expertise. What a marvellous thing. Would our grandparents have believed in this day and age that in a matter of hours we could be on a whole new continent, travelling under the deep blue ocean? I personally...
Rick Challenge.
It's not an ocean, it's a river.
It's not a river. It's a channel, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big difference.
Yes, I know there is.
Yeah. The postage woman told me.
I think that I should give the benefit of the doubt to Julian and say that... Because it's not an ocean. It could be. I'll probably get letters saying it's all part of the Atlantic Ocean or something like that. But we know it is the English Channel. So, benefit of the doubt to you, Rick. And you have 18 seconds. Tell us something about Eurostar starting now.
Just last week, I went to Ebbsfleet Station to catch the...
Julian Challenge.
It's not a station. It's... it's a terminal.
Is it a terminal, audience?
No, it's a station.
I was attempting a joke. At the expense of Ebbsfleet.
Well, you've got a couple of good laughs, so give him a bonus point for that. And you get a point because it was an incorrect challenge. And you keep Eurostar. You don't keep it, you keep the subject. And 15 seconds starting now.
The ticket collector looked at me and said, Eurostar. And I said, well, I'm not as famous as Julian Clary.
Phil Jupiter's challenge.
Oh, it's 2 cents.
Oh, that's right, yes, 2 cents. Mm. Phil, 10 seconds are still available. Tell us something about Eurostar, starting now.
I journeyed from the beautiful station of King's Cross, where you...
Julian Challenge.
That's the terminal.
It is a terminal. We didn't say travel to, he travelled from it. So you go to a terminal to pick up the train to travel, don't you?
I don't know. I don't travel by train.
No, I don't think it's a legitimate challenge, I really don't. So, Phil, anyway, I said I'd give you the benefit of the doubt if it came up. So that's
your
address of balance. You've got the benefit of the doubt. You've got 5 seconds. Eurostar starting now.
Across the road.
Jodie, challenge.
Well, he said King's Cross, and it's actually King's Cross, St. Pancras.
Yeah, from King's Cross across the road to St. Pancras. The magnificent journey isn't just the one to France. Let me tell you, that's a beautiful road you cross. Taxis, people, whores, everything.
And a lot of rebuilding at the moment because I came down here today and it took ages and it's blocked off at the end. Eurostar, still with you, Phil. 4 seconds, starting now.
As you walk into the beautiful premises of St. Pancras Station,
there is... So, Phil Jupiter is then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and he's taken the lead ahead of the other three who are almost equal in second place. Josie, it's your turn to begin, and we'd like you to take the subject of water cooler moments. 60 seconds starting now.
Water cooler moments are those lovely little things that happen usually in the office. There's Geraldine and May. They want to talk about Sarah, but she's sitting next to them.
What's she doing next to them? This is south of the river.
It's a good try, but actually, I think she was sitting quite innocently beside her, so an incorrect challenge.
Well, it's ruined my evening.
But we enjoy hearing from you, Julian. I've given you a couple of bonus points already. I can't give you any more at the moment. 50 seconds are still available. Water cooler moments is still with you, Josie, starting now.
Are you thirsty, dear? Yes, I am, actually. So off they go to the water cooler for a bit of a gossip. There are other things that can happen at the water cooler. Flirtations. There's Jeremy with little Lillian. They're having a lovely little time together.
Couple of littles there.
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah. You're running out of steam, weren't you, as well?
I wasn't.
I think it's a very difficult subject on which to talk. So
well,
I think
I've had some water cooler
well.
Moments myself.
Perhaps you know, perhaps you need a nice sit.
Oh, I think you're getting bonus points all along, Julian. Phil, correct challenge. You have water cooler moments. 34 seconds starting now.
Water cooler moments are something which those who make television programmes pursue in order to find their demographics. Yes, if people discuss television programmes...
Josie, you challenge first.
Television programmes.
Television, yes, you've got it back again, Josie. 25 seconds, tell us more about your water cooler moments starting now.
And then, of course, there's Cedric. He's having a bit of trouble down below after the curry last night, and the toilet is too far away, so he'll travel up to the water cooler for a bit of a moment.
Rick challenged.
A lot of bits.
Yes, there was
Did
a
I
bit
say
of this.
Bit or not?
Yeah, there's been a lot of bits.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So he let a couple go, but he got you on the third one. 12
You'll
seconds
never know
available.
What Cedric did.
Rick, water cooler moments starting now.
Water cooler moments is a very interesting subject for me because I have never actually had any water cooler moments. So it might be prudent for me to either repeat myself, hesitate, or even deem it.
Wakeman was then speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. It's very close, you know. Rick, Josie and Julian, they're all equal in second place. And they're just two or three points behind Phil Jupiters, who also starts the next round. Phil, the subject is the red carpet. Tell us something about that, which figures in our profession quite a lot, and your time starts now.
The red carpet is a place where those who are famous gather in number, where they can be seen by the great and the good, and even the general public can be seen milling around.
Josie, you're listening well.
Two scenes.
Yes, you got in first. The red carpet is now with you, with 49 seconds to go, starting now.
The carpet of celebrity could not be yellow. That would be too bright and show the marks. It couldn't be blue. That would be...
Rick challenge.
It couldn't be.
So, Rick, you got in on the red carpet. And you have 42 seconds to tell us something about it, starting now.
I once arrived at a hotel in Beverly Hills where the red carpet was laid out from the front door. I stood on it and the doorman came rushing out and said, please get off, it's reserved for Stevie Wonder. I said, that's a bit of a shame, isn't it, really? And he said, it's for important people and you are not impotent.
So, Josie, what was your challenge?
Important.
No, actually, he didn't get the word out before you challenged.
It's like the Mayor of Dudley joke. Do you know that one?
No, tell us.
The Mayor of Dudley goes to visit a prostitute, but he's having trouble, and she says, you're impotent. He says, of course I'm impotent. I'm the Mayor of Dudley.
That's a lovely, brummy accent. But actually, you challenged only after you said im.
You're quite right.
And so, therefore, it's an incorrect challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, mea culpa.
And you've actually helped him, because he was going to say important.
I was.
And so, Rick, you've got the benefit of the doubt. You have 24 seconds. Tell us more about the red carpet starting now.
It's not always the red carpet in other countries. In Indonesia, it's the orange carpet, because that's the colour that they really like for important people.
Who are impotent.
And unless the King of Indonesia is impotent, I think. And if His Majesty is listening, I cast no aspersions.
And you have the red carpet. Phil, 13 seconds starting now.
At film premieres, one can see celebrities the like of which one has never... Oh, my...
Josie.
One,
the like and like, yes. Josie, you've gone in with 8 seconds to go on the red carpet, starting now.
There's something so exciting about going to an award ceremony and seeing the people there, the flashes.
Julian Challenge.
Repetition of people.
Yes, you mentioned people before.
Before I can remember.
They were different people, though, weren't they?
Yes, they were different people.
They were different people. But what matters in this show is the words.
I know.
So, Julian, you've got in and you've got the red carpet as a subject and you have only 2 seconds to go, starting... Ooh! Starting now.
Carry on Columbus was my only experience.
So, Julian was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. It's now in sequence, 1 point separating all of them. Julian, Rick, Josie and Phil in that order. 1 point... Each one is ahead of the other. So, Rick, would you begin the next round? The smartest person I know. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The smartest person I know can mean two things. Either how they dress, if they look fabulous, or for their intelligence. The two intelligent people that I know...
Josie Chance.
Two, yes,
right. Josie, you've got in with 50 seconds to go on the smartest person I know, starting now.
The smartest person I know is a professor of art. He would say, look, that painter doesn't need to fill this canvas. It is already full. What of, I would ask. Tau, he would say. I'm not sure if he's the smartest person I know or just really stupid, because I've never understood a blinking word he's ever said.
Julian Challenge.
Well, that's deviation, then. The subject is the smartest person, and you're talking about the most stupid person.
But I was discussing whether smart and stupid are one and the same.
But she was conveying that she didn't understand it, so it's conveying that she would be stupid.
It's not that difficult.
Julian, I'll tell you what I do. I've given...
I am last, remember.
Yes. No, you're in fourth place. I've given the benefit of the doubt to Josie before, so you can have a benefit of the doubt this time, and you have the subject of 29 seconds to go. The smartest person I know, starting now.
The smartest person I know is my Uncle Ken, who wears a full three-piece suit and tweeds and a hat and fresh underpants, even to put the rubbish out on a Friday morning. And when he goes gardening, he even...
Phil Challenge.
Just a smidge of hesitation there.
Yeah, there was a definite hesitation.
When repetition.
After the gardening. Was there a repetition?
Even.
Good Lord. Well, I'll have that if you like, Julian.
14 seconds for you, Phil, on the smartest person I know, starting now.
The smartest person I know is Stephen Fry. I appear with him on the programme QI, where he exhibits some extraordinary dexterous mental skills, showing how much he knows of many, many subjects.
It isn't. It's so easy. This is what's so fun about this game. So fun?
Fun? This should be banned by the Geneva Convention.
And then we wouldn't be employed. We wouldn't get the work. We'd only ban it. No. No, let it proliferate around the world.
We could work at Guantanamo Bay, Nicholas. You in the red boiler suit.
Challenge first. The smartest person I know. And you've got him with 1 second to go. And you start now.
The smartest person I know.
So, Rick Wakeman, speaker of the whistle, went. He's now equal in second place with Josie Lawrence. 1 point behind Phil Jupitus, and 1 point behind them is Julian Clary. So, I've had a message that we're moving into the final round. And Josie, it's your turn to begin. The subject is a strange one here. The way to a Welshman's heart. You laugh already. Do you know some Welshmen?
I do.
Oh, good, right. 60 seconds starting now.
There'll always be a welcome in my valley for a Welshman. The way to a Welshman's heart is this. Humour and music, they love it. Think how sexy Welshmen are. Tom Jones, Richard Burton, Allard, they're all wonderful. Just invite them round for a meal and then start singing at them. Oh, come over by her, they'll say. So bloody bloody gorgeous. I've known so many Welshmen in my time. The first one was called Matthew. He seemed quiet at first, but once I wore my little daffodil dress and shook my nushy at him, he was everybody's. I got straight to his heart. Welshmen are so precise in what they want from a woman. They like them to be sturdy, honest, and ever-consuming in their loyalty towards them. Another man I knew was called Tarquin. A strange...
Oh, what a shame to interrupt you. It was, there was more than one man in your life.
We loved hearing about them, Josie, and the irony of this is you went for 53 seconds and you've got nothing to show for
it. I was making it up, Mother.
But it was deeply appreciated, not only by all of us here, but also it will be by the listeners.
And Nicholas, sorry, could I go off and have a cold shower, please?
I think we all need one, actually. You had a correct challenge, Julian.
Thank you.
And so you have 7 seconds to tell us something about the way to a Welshman's heart.
The best way to a Welshman's heart is through his rarebit. Get that right, and he'll stay with you for life. Your play.
So, oh, well, what an interesting result, and what a fair result, because they all gave such wonderful value and also humorous and clever. But Josie Lawrence and Julian Clary finished up equal in second place. And they were only 2 points behind our joint winners, Phil Jupiters and Rick Wakeman. A round of applause for them. And it remains me to say thank you to these four fine, exciting and humorous players of the game. Phil Jupiters, Julian Clary, Josie Lawrence, Rick Wakeman. I think Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score. She's blown her whistle with such delicacy. We're grateful to our producer, to Lucia Gilani. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing and unusual game. And we're very grateful to this lovely audience here in the Radio Theatre who cheered us on our way. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team up here, goodbye, and tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Yeah.